believe that's Irene.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, Storm. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, if Little Pearl's application for student nurses training is accepted, Abner's problem of securing a job for his daughter will be solved. This gives the old fellows free minds and time to deal with their eternal Monday problem, how to overcome Ulysses S. Quincy's excuses and manage to have the Tuesday night meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club at that elusive gentleman's home. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down Store Library. Abner is just entering.
Oh, are you back already, Abner?
Oh, yeah. There weren't no letters for Little Pearl, old Lum. I thought sure she'd get a hearing from that nurse's outfit today.
Well, she ain't had time to get a hearing from him yet.
Ain't had time?
Well, don't forget she had to send her application clean to New York City.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Box 88.
Huh?
No telling where Box 88 might be.
No.
More than likely, it's out the edge of their town somewhere.
Yes, huh?
And New York's a pretty big town, too.
Yeah, I know it is. Even bigger than Little Rock, they say.
Oh, yeah.
But Pearl's getting anxious to get started being one of them student nurses. Just can't wait.
She likes to hide it now.
Oh, yeah. Tickles you, then.
Was there any other mail?
No. Another letter there from a state office or something or other.
Must be something official. Let's see it.
Yeah, just a minute. Just see. I can't recollect which pocket. Here it is. Oh, that sure is a big envelope, ain't it?
Yeah, looks important.
Yeah, it does. I started looking at it myself. Big long envelope said, wait a few seconds. What does it say?
Wait till I get it open here.
Oh, we don't have that outfit no money, do we?
No, I'm sure we don't. Oh, looks like a questionnaire of some kind.
Questionnaire? Oh, it looks like all we did here lately is just fill them things out. Who's this one from?
Yes, it says it's from the Office of the State Director of Vehicular Transportation.
Hmm. Reckon what they want to know.
A whole bunch of stuff here.
Yes, huh?
Get me a pencil and I'll fill this out right now.
Yeah, fill the thing out. Them things are clean over my head. They get me all mixed up. I need a pencil.
It takes a business executive like me to understand these things.
Here's a delible pencil. Is that all right?
Yeah. Won't be needing to erase nothing, no ways. Always get it right the first time. Now, get the phone there, will you, Abner?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Let's see here. Name, Lum Edwards.
Hello.
Peabody.
Jot 'em Down Store Library. Abner Peabody doing the talking. Huh? What is it, Ulysses?
Ulysses. Hang up, Abner.
Huh?
Say wrong number and hang up.
Wrong number, Ulysses. Goodbye.
Good work, Abner.
What do you want me to do that for, Lum?
Well, you know what he wanted. He's just going to give us some more excuses so we won't have to have a meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club over at his place tomorrow night.
Yeah, more likely. I sort of wanted to hear what his excuse was this week.
Yeah.
Them things are getting interesting, you know what?
Oh, yeah.
Just see what he'll study up next.
Yeah, I'm getting sick and tired of having him get out of this, though. He's alibied his way out of having a meeting for 4 or 5 weeks and hand on it now.
Yeah.
Now, granted, this time we're going to outweigh him.
Where?
Yes, sir. We just ain't going to listen to none of his excuses.
Well, I hope it'll work.
Don't worry, it will. You see, where was I at in this questionnaire? Oh, yeah, here we are. Type of business.
Huh.
I reckon that'd be general merchandise, wouldn't it?
I reckon. We run a library, too.
Yeah, but Grandpa's the only one that ever uses that. We don't make no money out of it.
No. Or put it down, though, I believe you're on better. Put it in.
Couldn't call it a business, hardly.
Don't want to cheat, though, on it.
Yeah, I guess so. I'll make a note of that over to the side here.
Yeah. What's the next question?
How long in business?
Uh-huh.
See, how long have we been running the Jot 'em Down Store?
Wait a minute. I believe that's all right.
Well, don't answer it. It's more likely Ulysses again.
Well, it might be somebody else, old Lum. A grocery order or something like that.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, this guy's your voice and say it's a liver stable or something like that.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing to do. Yeah. Hello, Hodkins Liver Stable. Our Hodkins doing the talking.
Is it him?
I think so.
Oh, hang up then.
Yeah. Don't get a sure fool, Ulysses, that time. He said he never recognized my voice. Said I sounded just like Abner Peabody.
This is 1 week we're going to have a meeting at his place or know the reason why.
Yeah. What's the next question there?
He studied up the answer to that last one yet.
I
know we was in business 2 years before the big storm of 1903.
Yeah.
That was the year before the grasshoppers come.
Yeah, you're right.
But I can't recollect just what year the storm of 1903 was in.
Well, Grandpappy Spears can tell you. He loves to tell about that storm. Talks about it all the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
He ought to know if anybody would.
Oh, he
I think I'll just write that down here. Check with Milford A. Spears on this.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That ought to do it.
Why, sure. That'll tell him where to find it out. What's next?
Let's see. Do you do your accounting on a fiscal or accrual basis?
Accrual basis?
That's what it says here.
Well, I do.
Am I ain't been cruel to you here in the store, have
I? Why, no, I wouldn't say you've been cruel. Of course, I will admit, though, you make me do most of the work around here, Lum. Sweep out and wash the windows and clean the feed room and all such as that.
Wait a minute, Abner. You never had nothing to do with this questionnaire, did you?
How?
You didn't by any chance write to this director and ask him to send me this thing.
Why, of course I never.
Look me square in the eye.
I never done it, Lum. Cross my heart.
It looks mighty suspicious to me, that's all I got to say.
Well, I never had a thing to do with it, honestly.
I'm going to write down no. I'm going to write down no on that cruel thing.
Yeah.
It's like I beat you and whip you or something like that.
No, you don't do nothing like that. Hey, you want me to get the phone?
No, don't answer. We're outwitting Ulysses.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I forget. What's the other part of that question, that fiscal thing?
Oh, on a fiscal or accrual basis. Fiscal, they must mean physical.
Huh?
Yeah, I reckon they left out the letter I.
Well, what does that mean?
Well, it means, physical means, physical condition.
Huh?
I reckon they want to know if we're keeping ourselves in good condition. On account of the war and all that stuff.
You
know?
Oh, sure, that's it. Yeah.
So, beginning tomorrow, I'm going to start putting you through some setting up exercises every morning.
Setting up? I don't need no exercises to set up. I can do that easy. I can't run and stuff like that, but I can set up now. I'll tell you that right
if
now.
If the state director wants us to do this, I agree we're going to do it, and that's that.
Well, I don't need it.
Don't answer the phone, huh?
Huh?
I'll write that down here. No, but I'm starting tomorrow morning.
Well, you better change that cruel thing to yes, then. That's all I got to say.
Here, what is the evaluation of your capital assets? See Schedule A.
See who?
Schedule A.
Well, how can we see them if they won't come out and give us his full name? Like, they don't help. Might be Abernathy or Adams or... Don't reckon that means Gilroy Adams, do you, Long?
No, he ain't got nothing to do with the state giver, man.
Well, his name starts with A. He might have something to do with this. You can't tell about that Gilroy. Maybe he can help you fill that thing out. Why don't you go over there?
I don't need no help. A business-minded executive like me.
You don't, huh?
What portion of these capital assets has been written off by obsolescence?
By OS who?
By obsolescence.
Well, ain't nobody with that name ever worked for us, Mom. Where'd they get these questions anyway? I don't believe that letter belongs to us.
See Schedule B.
B? Who's that now, Walt Bates?
I don't know.
That's it, Bates.
Do you operate under a fiduciary?
Under what?
Says here under a fiduciary.
No, sir, we don't do it.
Well, I didn't know we operated under nothing. Better get a ladder, Abner, and climb up on the roof and see if you can see anything up there.
No, all he is up there is a roof. I know what's up there.
I know, but better check anyway, just to make sure. I want to fill this questionnaire out right, and I want to send it back to him today.
All right. After I get up there, I want to know what I'm looking for. I ain't never seen one of them fiduciaries before. Might be a bomb for all I know. If that's up there, I don't want to go up there long.
It's got something to do with business.
Yes, huh?
Us executives understand them things.
Well, if you understand it, what does that fiduciary mean, then?
It means, I'm working on another question here. How do you amortize shipment costs over sales prices?
What does that mean?
Well, it means, what's the same as fiduciary, only littler, I think.
What is?
Abner, stop asking so many silly questions.
Well, what are you going to write down for answer to them things?
I'm going to write nothing down right now. I'm going to put this aside till tomorrow. I've got too many other things to do now.
I thought you said you were going to fill this out and send it back to them right today.
For goodness sake, answer the phone. Didn't you hear it ring?
Yeah, I get it. Hello, John down the store. Abner Peabody doing the talking.
No, get away from the phone. We're outwitting you, listening.
It's all right. This is just Elizabeth.
Oh.
What's that, Elizabeth? What's he doing over there? Oh, just a minute. Let me tell Lon. Ulysses come over to my place to call us up because he thought his phone was out of order.
Oh, here goes our friend out waiting.
But she said all he wanted to tell us was that it was okay to have a meeting in his place tomorrow night.
Well, for goodness sake, we went through a lot of trouble for nothing.
Was there anything else, Elizabeth? He done what? Oh. Yeah, I'll tell Lon. All right. Goodbye.
What's the matter now?
Well, when Ulysses thought his phone weren't working, he tried to fix it himself, Lon.
Yeah.
He got hold of some electric wire by mistake and caused a short and burned up all the parlor furniture, so he said to tell us we can't have the meeting there after all.